Welcome to Mark Langley's Horsemanship Podcast.
Okay, I've got a message here from Erica. She's got a green gelding who's been off work for about 7 months. He's coming back into work slowly, and prior to his time off, he was very good off the leg or energy and would stay in a walk or a trot until asked to transition down. And she's trying to take him back into work really easily and slowly. They've walked in hand, and they've walked under saddle. Now she's at the stage where she's asking for a little trot, but he doesn't want to go forward. He digs his hooves in, kicks out, or maybe trots three strides and stops. He's happy to trot on the lunge. And given I'm only doing about 20 minutes with him at a time, going on the trail isn't an option. She's done your one rein go at a walk, which worked really well. And she doesn't think that that probably works for a trot because she doesn't have a leg. But she's also tried getting him forward in the direction he wants to go, and that doesn't work either. She's tried asking, how can I help you understand? But I think she thinks maybe he just doesn't want to trot.
Yeah, there is that aspect in it. I have a feeling by the sounds of it, there's still probably a bit of resistance in the legs, and we can do a lot of that at the walk. So with a lot of people that come to clinics that I'm helping that have any problems in the trot transitions, whether they're too rushy or not happening at all, I'll go back to how is the accelerator working before the trot. And so your horse might have a medium walk. It might. So basically your horse has got its walk. So if you sort of let your horse, ride on a loose rein, you weren't kicking it or anything, weren't using your legs, and your horse would say, this is my walk, this is the walk I offer. So chances are going above that horse's walk will be a little difficult, but that's why you slow your horse down below its walk. So you might slow it down to a really slow walk and then say, now I'm going to, in the direction that you want to go, I'm going to ask you to go from this really slow walk that you probably don't like anyway because you like your walk, and then I'm going to ask you back up to your walk. And the horse goes, oh, yep, I'm back up to my walk again. But what you do by bringing your horse back down to that slow walk and back up to their walk, eventually they'll actually give you a faster walk. But by bringing them all the way back down again, what you're doing is you're slowly increasing the amount of accelerator you're teaching them. So you're saying, now, up to your walk quickly, please. So they sort of go, yep, I'm going. And then you might have to stick in there and say, and use your legs in different ways. Like the other day I had a horse that was just, unaware of my legs. So when I squeezed, like just gently squeezing a tube of toothpaste, I suppose, with my heels, because I was trying to teach the horse to move off my heels. And then later on we can teach them about seat and just the lower leg and like the calves and stuff. But first I wanted to know the horse was okay with the heels. So I said, I don't own anything else. I'm just going to ride with my heels. But to get the horse aware of the heels, I actually squeezed to test out what was going to happen. And the horse went, oh, it's just squeeze. I don't really want to go forward. I don't really feel that. So I went, okay. So I went bup, 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 with my legs, like I bumped sort of quite quickly and reasonably firmly. And the horse went, oh, what's that? And then it became aware of my legs. And I did that a few times. And then when I squeezed, the horse was a little bit more aware of my legs. So you may have to experiment with different things with your legs. So when you do the bup, 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 like with your legs, the bumpy one, you want to be able to open your pelvis a little bit so your legs just kind of flap on like a bit of a duck's wings flapping kind of thing. And sometimes that gets their awareness to your legs. But so back to the slow to fast walk, you might say now from a slow walk, I only go bup, 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 till that horse goes, I'm going to speed up the walk. And then after a while, the horse gets quite aware of your legs and gets a really nice soft speed up so you can gently squeeze, and the horse just gives you just the right amount of acceleration for the amount of squeeze that you're offering. But you haven't even visited a trot. So by the time you actually visit the trot, chances are the horse is really going nice off your legs. And then to do your first transition, you just ask your horse up in the fast walk, from the slow walk up, right up into fast walk until it's fast in the walk, and it's going, geez, oh, this is a fast walk. I just might think about trotting. And as soon as the thought goes to trot, and a lot of horses do this little ambly thing where they don't quite trot, but they're just about to, and right about that point before it's gone from the walk rhythm to the trot rhythm, you just go, breathe out and relax, and let the horse do that a couple of times so it thinks the trot, and feels okay. And then basically when you're feeling okay, then you just let it think the trot and just let it find trot, but you're relaxing so there's no pressure on the horse when it goes from walk to trot. Generally, you can take the pressure off just before they change the rhythm. And then they just kind of just gently go into trot. And I just work on really solid acceleration in the walk for a while until you know it's working. And then you got more of a tool that the horse will listen to when you go to trot. So, yeah, that's how I'd sort of probably do it, but experiment with getting a bit more awareness to the legs. But, yeah, they do get a bit stuck on legs because it makes them think backwards. Sometimes a lot of horses, you see, just would look like a person carrying a spider on their back and they're going, oh, that spider's on my back. And so it actually gets their thoughts going backwards, not forwards. And that's why over time, once you get the speed transition and the horse is still thinking backwards, you leave them alone and give them responsibility until their thoughts can go forward and carry a soft forward thought. But thank you very much for the question.
So, Mark, can I ask with that one that you don't use the rein very much when you're doing those exercises so the horse can really focus on the legs?
Yeah, so, yeah, with that one, and it's very common because people start to micromanage and steer a lot when they're using it, and I'm constantly sort of on it at clinics saying, you know, stop steering and kicking at the same time. So you're not going to ask for a speed transition when your horse is on a corner and you're trying to steer it at the same time, because a lot of horses that you bring back into work or young horses, it's a bit of a conflict, them trying to listen to what's happening on their head or in their mouth and on their rib cage at the same time. So you want to make sure that they're just going in a straight line. That's why I tend to sort of get the horses going towards their favourite part of the arena or their favourite part of the paddock, so they'll offer you a straight line instead of you having to think you've got to keep a straight line. And where they offer those straight lines means you can leave them alone. So, you know, a good saying is legs without reins and reins without legs. And that's something I like to teach horses when I ride them, and I'll get them to understand. And I try and teach people to understand that too.
Thanks, Mark. And thanks for your questions, everyone.
But yeah, maybe in one way you can do it all at once. Try and get your horse sorted out on the straight lines. Pardon?
Okay, I think our internet is breaking up a little bit. I hope everyone can still hear this, but thank you for the questions, everyone. And we'll be back very soon with more questions answered.